Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, September the 30th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. This is to be found on the Podbean page, to the left of the screen, under the rubric Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be billed and deducted automatically from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, and it can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, without further ado, let's have a look at what we have today. So, I'm going to start with a little commentary by a Swiss analyst. He also runs a very substantial fund called Egon von Greyerz. And he's very good. He is usually spot on, and he is particularly outspoken today in an interview with Greg Hunter. So I thought I would let you have some of that to start the show, since I agree with almost everything he says. Then I'm going to talk about the accelerating repo panic, the liquidity crisis forming in overnight loans, which is a sign that crash conditions are about to hit Main Street. A little bit more information. I've talked about that in the past a little, but it continues apace, so I think we should give it some more time. Well, there is a moron called Adam Neumann, who was the CEO of the We company, which he renamed We. How wonderful. Probably going under. It had to postpone its IPO. I'm going to talk a bit about that today. And then a short story about how pets are expensive. They don't come cheap at all. So we want to examine some of the costs inherent in having a pet. Well, the government controls 50% of the economy. And, you know, the real power lies with the deep state, which we talk about very frequently these days. I also mention how the US is not an empire, even though it really loves to think of itself as such. So quite a lot to talk about there. Then I'm going to talk about how Ukrainegate is indeed a deep state mission, exactly as Russiagate was. The Russiagate situation having fizzled out, they took a quick look around and found Ukraine to be an excellent opportunity to give more trouble to President Trump. So we must look at that. Then I have an interesting piece for you on the tolerance for risk and what makes it so that some people have a greater tolerance for risk than others, which is very useful, of course, when it comes to talking about investments. One of the questions they ask you on your account opening form is how you rate your tolerance for risk. So we'll see what's behind that, which I think is rather interesting. Then I have more information on how the economic slowdown is increasing, so we must talk about that. Then a story from Florida on involuntary confinement, how they can keep you for several days against your will in a mental institution. And then to finish off with, I shall have some investment advice from the great. Some of the great investors have things to tell you, and I shall be the one to give you the good news. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently, individually, 3 free shows so that you can sample the contents of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or some such, and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that we're living in. So feel free, select any of the 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but I do recommend highly taking the latest 3 shows because they will give you a very good impression of how I deal with current events. So to finish, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think some of you know. My Facebook page, which I strongly recommend you look at from time to time, is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Okay, all one word, no punctuation, all lowercase, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM, my initials, and Wake Up Call. All one word, it's lowercase again, no spaces. RM Wake Up Call. Okay, so with that, I will wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin saying back at you again on Friday with another synopsis. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.